Gape Adventures. I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycry.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Trump files a lawsuit challenging election results in Wisconsin.
President Donald Trump filed a lawsuit today seeking to disqualify more than 221,000 ballots cast in the state's two most Democratic counties, Milwaukee County and Dane County. Trump asked the Wisconsin Supreme Court to take the case directly, and the court has given Wisconsin's Governor Tony Evers, a Democrat, an unusually tight deadline of 8:30 p.m. tonight to respond to the lawsuit. Conservatives hold a 4-3 majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. On Monday, Evers and the chairwoman of the Wisconsin Elections Commission certified Democrat Joe Biden as the winner of the state's 10 Electoral College votes. I'm Mike Gracia.
Two senators are pushing for action on a bipartisan COVID-19 relief bill in the Senate. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says both Republicans and Democrats need to work together on COVID-19 relief.
We're battling COVID-19 more fiercely now than we ever have before. We recognize that. It's inexcusable for us to leave town and not have an agreement that we can come together and not show that we can work the way the Senate and the way that Congress was intended to work in a bipartisan way.
While Maine GOP Senator Susan Collins says a group from Congress has been working on what they hope is a deal that will be accepted.
We have worked very hard to put together a $908 billion framework for COVID relief.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called it a down payment. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi resumed talks with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin about the year-end spending package that could also include COVID-19 relief provisions. Yet it's not clear whether the flurry of activity will lead to actual progress. Time is running out on the lame duck session of Congress. On Wall Street, the Dow by 185 points, the NASDAQ rose 156, the S&P advanced 40. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I hate Christmas shopping, dealing with surly clerks, crowded brick-and-mortar stores, and how do you make sure you purchase just the right gift? Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 19 flavors. If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great-tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's the promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
It's 5:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Authorities are reporting earthquakes were measured in central Nevada this afternoon. Several tremors were registered near Mena, about 70 miles northwest of Tonopah. The largest quakes measured 5.1 and 4.3 on the Richter scale. In a unanimous vote, the Clark County Commission certified the results of the contested race in District C, which Ross Miller narrowly defeated Stavros Anthony by 10 votes. The decision was a reversal from the action taken last month to not certify the results when County Registrar of Voters Joe Gloria told commissioners that 139 discrepancies were identified, enough to cast doubt over the outcome of the race. Today's decision appears to end the possibility of a special election and leave Anthony with only the option to contest the results in court. The latest victim of the COVID-19 pandemic appears to be winter sports, as the Clark County School District announced they will cancel basketball, bowling, flag football, and wrestling, which were scheduled to begin practice on January 2nd, and competition was to run January 15th to the 20th. Former Zappos CEO Tony Hsieh died from complications of smoke inhalation. That's the finding from the Connecticut Medical Examiner's Office.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Several crashes right now on area freeways, 215 westbound at Gillespie, 515 northbound at Charleston, and another incident, 95 northbound at Ann Road. That's on the left shoulder, and 95 southbound at Ann Road. That appears to be the same incident.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
We're going to get to Kevin Wall in just a couple of moments. It looks like we have lost contact here. We'll be getting to the interview with Megan Barth, which, of course, we all want to hear what she has to say about all the incidents of the day. Back in a moment.
These days, many of us are working from home or helping our kids with homework. Do you ever worry about running out of ink? I want to make sure you have the right printer, whether you're working from home or learning from home, and that's, of course, the Epson EcoTank printer. It makes it easy. These super tank printers have super-sized, easy-to-fill tanks, and they come with a ridiculous amount of ink, enough to print thousands of pages. So you can forget about rushing to the store to replace an ink cartridge in between print jobs ever again. Kiss expensive ink cartridges goodbye, because Epson EcoTank is changing the way people print. Go ahead, print all your work reports, your task lists, your kids' homework assignments, in beautiful color, too. With EcoTank's revolutionary technology, you'll have zero cartridge waste and more time to focus on your tasks at hand. So, if you're looking for a solution to your printing problems, do what I did, because EcoTank makes it easy. Add it to your online shopping list so you, too, can just fill and chill. Check out Epson EcoTank printers at Best Buy, Office Depot, Office Max, Staples, and Epson.com/EcoTankLeo.
Okay. We had a technical glitch here in studio. Sorry about that. I tell you what, let's check in with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. And Megan, I don't know if you caught the news earlier today, but William Barr, the Attorney General, says there's no evidence of widespread voter fraud out there. First of all, when did the investigation begin? Did I just miss it? And are you surprised by what you heard from the Attorney General?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're all shocked and our mouth is agape because he was just on the record, I believe, with Brett Baer. And basically said just a couple months ago that there's likely to be widespread fraud due to a mail-in ballot system that had never been tried before, except in a smattering of states, I think three or four. But now the Democrats had changed the whole entire voting process basically overnight under the guise of a quote-unquote pandemic. So for the Attorney General to kind of do an about-face is unbelievable, because at the face of this, and I think underlying this whole entire thing, is just the culmination of Democrats conducting a coup against this president and his administration. It's unbelievable to me. I wouldn't expect that type of nonsense out of Barr's mouth, but I guess here we are. I'd expect that type of nonsense out of the mouths of Jake Tapper at CNN, which tweeted out last night that all of these conspiracy theories of voter fraud have been debunked, as there is no evidence. Well, I'd like to know who debunked them, because they might want to tell all of the 200 witnesses in Michigan that what they saw and witnessed and signed their name to on an affidavit, swore on the Bible under God and everyone else in the face of perjury charges, said that they saw things very differently, and they're not debunking anything. As a matter of fact, they're calling for more investigations. And so to have the head of the DOJ come out and say there is nothing when he hasn't even opened an investigation is beyond the pale.
Kayleigh McEnany was on with Hannity last night, and one of the things that she said is that Nevada now, through a court action just yesterday, is going to have discovery. They're going to be able to depose a whole bunch of witnesses, and they're forcing the state of Nevada to not wipe clean the voting machines. Is that that's something you've been asking for what, 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, and I guess I'm bringing sexy back. Voter fraud is all of a sudden sexy, specifically to the GOP, because I had plenty of people in this state and other states within the party that basically said, "Oh, there's not enough voter fraud to be worried about." Well, how much is enough? And it's basically non-existent. But that means it exists. And so, in order to find exactly how much, you actually have to do an investigation. You have to do an audit. They've let the voter rolls for decades grow out of control, and then they said, "Oh, well, we're just going to use these voter rolls to send mail-in ballots to every single registered person, whether they request one or not,
whether they're dead or not."
Was a sham.
Yeah. Let me just ask you, and you may know this, you may not know this, because there are a lot of terms being thrown around with all of these lawsuits: canvassing, auditing. Can you lay out what some of these terms are? Contesting an election versus having a special revote, for instance, in Clark County District C.
Yeah. So what we have here, there's unfortunately, because there is so much chaos, this is like a shotgun method, and the chaos started back in March when Democrats across major cities and counties across the state started just changing election laws without even going to the legislature. "Oh, we're just going to change election laws." Well, that's not how law is made. A bunch of unelected bureaucrats just don't change election laws or reach just consent decrements, consent decrees like Joe Gloria did with Mark Elias. And so Joe Gloria basically told us a couple weeks ago that he really didn't have any answers on why all these discrepancies in the commissioner race, right? But all of a sudden they certified the election and said, "Oh, yep, the Democrat won by 10 votes. And then you go to the Trump campaign up in Carson City for the trial that starts this Thursday. The trial starts around 1:30. There will be hundreds of us in front of the courthouse demanding that they stop the steal, specifically judicially, And this is actually a huge win for the Trump campaign that has been highly underreported. And that is that they're actually deposing witnesses today. They are presenting evidence in court in front of a judge. And this is big news, but no one's covering it. And so what I'd like to impart to you and everyone that's listening is that there's a lot of people working behind the scenes that are working 20 hours a day, if not overnight, in order to shine sunlight on the extensive darkness that the Democrats operated under by stealing 10 votes here or 100 votes there or millions for Joe Biden. So there are a lot of questions that need to be answered, and the press isn't answering those questions, nor are they just covering the news anymore. It's all about the next administration. So it's unfortunate because it's hard to, you know, define everything that's going on because there is so much going on. But what Pennsylvania did by writing a resolution, and even what the Georgia Secretary of State did, who said he's going to open 250 investigations. Well, if there's 250 investigations in Georgia right now, then that means that the Georgia legislature should convene and actually do their constitutional duty to not certify the election.
Which,
if there's not enough votes, but there's certainly fire and a lot of smoke.
Let me just ask you, and let me take you back to the beginning, because you just rattled off all kinds of stuff that may not be a smoking gun, but as you say, it's either smoke or it's fire or it's an inferno. But yet William Barr says there's no evidence of widespread fraud. How can he do that? What is he basing his information on?
Blackmail? That's the only thing I can think of. I mean, let's not forget who we're dealing with here, okay? This is not the Democrat Party of JFK. I mean, hell, they were spying on each other back in the Nixon days, right? I mean, isn't that why he got caught?
Yeah.
Impeached? Okay? So we know for a fact that under James Clapper's NSA and under John Brennan's CIA, who voted for a communist, by the way, when he was 21, spied on senators. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And then they said, oh, well, really not wittingly. Something to that effect. Do you really think that those two communists, you know what, didn't spy on, House members or judges or former administration officials who were on their enemies list? So we know that they spied on Trump. We know that they spied on Carter Page. We know that they framed General Michael Flynn.
And by the way, have you seen how the New York Times and the Washington Post and NBC News, how aggressive they've been in going after this story?
Well, of course. He gave them raw meat. It was like throwing them in a shark-infested water.
This is so bizarre. Coming up, more from Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. And one of the things we're going to talk about is the CDC, which today their vaccine advisory committee voted 13-1 to start with first responders and healthcare people and seniors living in nursing homes. What is this going to mean? How close are we to getting this vaccine into the arms of not millions of Americans, but hundreds of millions of Americans? We'll talk about that more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall, along with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com on AM 670 KMZQ.
New schedule, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up weekday morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you from 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk, noon to 2. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now. What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hey, it's Pat Casal with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the Valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com. And we learned today that the CDC Vaccine Advisory Committee voted 13-1 to distribute vaccine to first responders and those in long-term nursing homes. What do you make of this? I mean, this tells us that it's not just light at the end of the tunnel. It's the end of the tunnel that's coming. What do you make of this vote today? Any surprise there?
No surprise. And Kevin, if I could just talk one more thing, a couple minutes about voter fraud.
Yeah.
Because it's so very important. We will get through this virus from hell or high water, but we're not going to have a second chance to save our country from theft. What happened in Nevada, too, that has not been talked about at length, is the evidence that was presented and will be shown in court, and is actually in public source, okay? It's an open source evidence. that the Nevada Native Votes Project, which is tied to the Open Society Foundation, which is George Soros, which receives most of their money anonymously through Act Blue, decided to pay people to vote on the Indian reservation, which is in violation of the state statute as well as federal law. And so this evidence, too, will be provided. This is thousands and thousands of votes that they paid to play. And this AB 4 legislation that was passed in an emergency session under COVID basically allowed this type of chicanery and fraud to take place on Indian reservations. And let's not forget also that they ballot harvested the hell out of this state with all of the 80,000 extra ballots that went to bad voters, basically, voters that couldn't vote. 80,000 ballots were sent out anyway. And then let's not forget that Joe Gloria didn't even check signatures. He checked them at 40%, never recalibrated the machine, never validated the machine, and basically all of the expert witnesses said that the machine basically was just running and not reading anything. So what's happening on Thursday in Carson should get everyone off their butts and to start making phone calls. You can go to stoptheSteal.us. You can make plenty of phone calls. You can show up in Carson City if you know have family and friends that can make it up there. If you can make it up there, 12:30 in front of the courthouse. Jim Wheeler will be speaking. I believe Matt Schlapp. I believe Richard Grinnell, the lawyers. They need a show of support because we're awake. We are not a blue state. We weren't a blue state in 2018 either. So the Democrats have really rigged an election, and they've also rigged us of our liberties. And that has everything to do with COVID. This mask mandate is the most foolish mask mandate ever in the history, quite frankly, to forcefully mask people for 8 months. And the irony of it all is that the totalitarian governor that we have has been wearing that mask faithfully and dutifully, I guess, but it didn't work because he got COVID. So he either didn't wear his mask or he did wear his mask, and the mask basically on the bottom of the box of the mask that you've been purchasing the hell out of out there, it says does not protect you from COVID.
Great.
So we are being played the fool, and the longer that people obey, the longer this will go on. And it is going to come up to the sheriffs and the people to start standing up for their liberties, because our liberties are being completely stolen right in front of our eyes. And unfortunately, the business owners must comply, or else Steve Sisolak's tyrants, the blue shirts or the brown shirts, will come out and start fining them. I mean, this is absolutely, this is what Democrats do, okay? This is how they roll. This is how they roll locally, and this is how Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are going to roll nationally.
That's incredible.
And however this ends up, whether Kamala Harris is inaugurated on January 20th or Donald Trump is, it's not going to be pretty.
Well, do you worry? See, I worry not so much about this election. It's going to take care of itself. The courts are probably going to have to decide it. But I worry about the next election and the election after that and the election after that. How are Republicans ever going to win in this state?
They designed it so we couldn't. That's what communists do. Tell me one time that socialism has ever been voted in and it's been chosen by a ballot. Socialism is implemented through force and through fraud. And that's what we're witnessing. This is nothing short of a coup.
Yeah, let me just ask you the vaccine thing. I just want to get your spin on this. They're going to give it to first responders, healthcare professionals, and they're going to go to long-term nursing homes where there are like something like 3 million people that are living there across the country. Is that okay for the first rollout?
Well, I knew that first responders were going to have it. I mean, my boyfriend's a firefighter, and he was expecting it. Of course, nurses will probably get it, and that's not unusual because normally first responders have to get a host of vaccinations. mandatory vaccinations. So I'm not really surprised by that, but prepare yourself for a nationwide mandate, or else we're also